Germany's government has cast doubt on Turkey's chances of joining the European Union amid growing tensions with Ankara over human rights and Turkey's claim that it's being unfairly treated by countries in Western Europe. Stefan Boss reports.
Tens of thousands of Kurdish Turks, many carrying banned symbols and banners sympathetic to Kurdish political groups, voicing their opposition to next month's Turkish referendum, closely watched by a large police force. Marching through the streets of Frankfurt, they demand a no vote to changes in Turkish constitution on whether to extend the power of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. First of all, we demand freedom for Kurdistan Workers' Party or PKK politician Abdullah Öcalan, and then for the oppressed Kurdish people, this protester says. And of course we want to raise our voice against Erdogan and his referendum in April. We are strictly against it. Turkey has condemned the gathering as unacceptable and accused Germany of hypocrisy for allowing it. Yet the Kurdish protesters aren't alone in expressing concern over Erdogan's policies. Germany and neighboring the Netherlands have been outraged over his comments comparing their behavior to those of the Nazis during World War II. Erdogan made those comments after the two countries blocked Ankara ministers who wanted to campaign among Turkish immigrants for a yes vote in the upcoming referendum. Amid the controversy and concerns over a crackdown on journalists and civil servants in Turkey, senior German officials have cast doubt about Turkish chances of joining the European Union. In an interview published by German weekly Der Spiegel, Germany's foreign minister suggested that for now, the most that Turkey can hope for is to one day achieve a privileged partnership with the 28-nation bloc. In Sigmar Gabriel's words, Turkey is further away than ever before from EU membership. It also remains unclear which German chancellor will soon have to deal with Turkey after the center-left Social Democratic Party unanimously elected Martin Schulz on Sunday as the party's top candidate. Polls show he may provide a serious challenge to current leader Angela Merkel in the country's upcoming general elections. Schulz has vowed to fight populism if his party wins the September elections, amid concerns over rising far-right and nationalist parties in Germany and other EU nations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.